Hypocrisy and self-delusion go hand in hand. To the rest of us, someone whose actions don't match their words is exactly what he or she seems, a hypocrite. But on the inside, more often than not, that hypocrisy is fueled by self-delusion. They look in the mirror, but remain completely blind to their plight. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In my view, the worst sort of hypocrite is a religious one. And that's not just my opinion. Jesus absolutely tore shreds off the hypocritical religious leaders of his day. And you don't have to look that very far to see that for many so-called Christians, nothing's changed. Franciscan friar Richard Rohr puts it like this: Christianity is a lifestyle, a way of being in the world that's simple, non-violent, shared, and loving. But we've made it into an established religion and all that goes with that, and avoided the lifestyle change itself. One could be warlike, greedy, racist, selfish, and vain in most of Christian history, and yet still believe that Jesus is one's personal Lord and Savior. The world has no time for such silliness anymore. The suffering on this earth is too great. Speaking into this disconnect between faith and actions, Jesus said this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. You are the light that shines for the world to see. You're like a city built on a hill that can't be hidden. People don't hide a lamp under a bowl, they put it on a lampstand. Then the light shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they'll see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Unless we are that light, you and I, we're deluding ourselves. Don't be that hypocrite. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And don't forget, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.